In addition to the issues that you mentioned, that patients prefer it, economically, there have been studies showing that it's actually more economical for the system, healthcare system. And I think that there's less GI toxicity in general. And the reason I think that there's a potential to reduce the toxicity is if it's optimally managed, meaning adjusted when there's grade 2 toxicity, interrupted, then adjusted by 25% reduction, that you can avoid grade 3 toxicity. In fact, we have less than 5% grade 3 toxicities. We did a matched pair analysis published last year of infusional 5-FU versus capecitabine patients, about 90 patients in each group matched for TNN stage, and basically saw less low-grade mucositis and diarrhea with actually slightly numerically improved PASS CR rate. That's the only comparison. It's a matched pair analysis. But just looking at our own data, we found infusional 5-FU and capecitabine to both be well-tolerated with a 6% grade 3 GI toxicity for both. But the low-grade toxicities were statistically lower, meaning the grade 1 and grade 2 mucositis and diarrhea were statistically lower in the patients that received capecitabine. That was published in the Red Journal last year.
And the fact that it was lower, do you think that's a reflection of the fact that you were able to adjust the dose better or just the
Well, no, I think that's just slightly better tolerated because we adjusted at grade 2. So we don't adjust until the patient has grade 2. And grade 2 toxicity, as you know, is when someone has some dehydration, needs a bag of fluid. And grade 3 is when they need to be admitted or they need to have more than a couple days in a row of IV fluid. The common toxicity criteria also has other aspects that would make someone a grade 3 that are more subjective, which are like if their bowel movements are over 10 over baseline. And I'm not sure that's a great measurement of grade 3 toxicity. We tend not to call that because that can just be proctitis with patients have multiple form bowel movements and just from the radiation. So we don't really call that necessarily grade 3 toxicity on that criteria. Usually we try to separate it based on how much care they need. And again, the toxicity should be based on optimally medically managed patients. If they're reaching dehydration or admittable status, that's grade 3, and that's what we try to avoid. So use of capecitabine is something we've adopted as a general platform to incorporate novel targeted agents with chemoradiation regimens in upper and lower, basically liver tumor, hepatobiliary tumors, pancreas tumors, and anal. And we actually have a CAPOX trial now for anal cancer as well.